Psochim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavli Psochim, Daf Tezvov. We begin on Vav Omud Beis, at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Omud, and the topic is burning tamei oils together. Hoisiv Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added, Miyameim shel kohanim lo nimnu milahadlik es hashemen shenifzal betruyoim b'nei shenitma b'tamei meis af rapi shemoisifim lo tumah al tumosei. The kohanim never refrain from burning oil that had become possible through atruyoim. Atruyoim is someone who was tamei and he had gone to the mikvah today, but a light level of tumah remains upon him until nightfall. So they never refrained from burning such an oil in a lamb that had become tamei through something that is tamei meis, even though it was increasing the level of tumah. The Gemara begins with a question. Al daita de b'yochlan taman, sofin tumas Torah im tumas Torah, u'bar lahosef psul Torah im tumas Torah. According to Rabbi Yochanan over there in the previous Mishnah, that Vlad HaTumah there is from the Torah, so they were burning a Torah Tumah with a Torah Tumah, and here Rabbi Akiva adds that they would even burn an item that was Torah Psul, a Shlishi of Tumah, with a Torah Tumah, thereby turning it into a Rishon. Al-Dalti Devar Kafra Taman, Sofim Tumas Divreim im Tumas Torah, Vahacha Psul Torah im Tumas Torah, Loi Bar El Lefachos. But according to the opinion of Bar Kafra in the previous Mishnah, they were burning Drabonon Tumah with Torah Tumah, but here was a Torah Psul with a Torah Tumah, in which case a Bekiva is saying less than the previous Mishnah. Under the Gemara Tepate B'Tvul Yoim, Mi Beis Pras, Shehu Medivreyem, we're referring here to a Drabonon Tvul Yoim that became Tomei from a Beis HaPras. Gemara now asks another question of Chananya Skan Kohanim, Shnia Mishem Besham Beis Hillel. Against Rabbi Yochanan we ask that Chananya Skan Kohanim is resolved that his din is teaching that all agree that one may burn a Torah Tumah with another Torah Tumah. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, who only discussed burning a Torah Psul with a Torah Tumah, his opinion is the same as Beis Hillel, and therefore it's superfluous. Answers the Gemara, Amru Mana, Koimu Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Akiva Kadate, to Rabbi Akiva Omar, Yitma Dvar Torah. Rabbi Akiva is following his reasoning that on a Torah level food can be metame other food, and Rabbi Akiva is teaching in the Mishnah that one can turn a Shlishi into a Rishon, and this could not have been learned from Beis Hillel. Amru Rabbi Yossi, Berabun, Afagav de Leith Le, Rabbi Shmol, Yitma Yitma, Bar Ichlim, Isle Yitma Yitma, Bekalim. Says Rabbi Yossi Rabun, even though Rabbi Shmuel does not agree to the drasha of Yitma, which teaches the din of food being metame food, but he does have the drasha of the word Yitma in reference to liquids to teach that kalim can become tomei. Continues the Gemara, Is Tanai Tani Tomei Meis, Is Tanai Tani B'Tomei Meis. In the Mishnah, when we were discussing a lamp that had become tomei, one version of the text says that it had become tomei through touching a corpse, which is a tomei meis. Another version says that it was tamei through touching something that had touched a corpse, which is b'tamei meis. Gemara now asks the question, Man da'ama tamei meis b'kli shetef? Man da'ama b'tamei meis? Which means, according to the opinion that it was through touching a corpse directly, it refers to a tahor wooden lamp that had touched a meis. And it become an avar tumah, and the liquid that it touches become a rishon, and therefore Bekiva's teaching that one may turn a shlishi into a rishon. But according to the opinion that said it was through touching something that was touched by a mace, then the lamp became a rishon and the oil inside is a sheni. If so, what is Rabbi Akiva adding by permitting it? Answers the Gemara, Bechlimatchus, the lamp was made of metal, and therefore even if a tamei mace who was an avar tumah touched it, it also becomes an avar tumah and the oil becomes a rishon. My timer, the question is why, what is the source that a wooden vessel does not become an avar tumah when it touches a tamei mace? The answer is the pasuk says in Bamidbar Yuntes, "B'chol kli pasuach v'goyme tamei hu tamei ve'in nase av hatuma l'tamei." The Gemara says in Bamidbar, "Any open kli," and it continues to say, "It is tamei. It's tamei, but it has not become an avatuma to be metame other things." So to review, the Mishnah had said that Rabbi Akiva added the Kohanim never refrained from burning oil that had become possible through a tefuyoyim in a lamb that had become tamei through something that is tamei meis, even though it was increasing the level of tumah. The Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yochanan of the previous sugya over there, that a vlad tumah is from the Torah, they were burning a Torah tumah with a Torah tumah, and here Rabbi Akiva adds that they would even burn an item that was a Torah psul, a shlishi of tumah, with a Torah tumah, thereby turning it into a rishon. But according to Bar Kafra in the previous Mishnah, they were burning a drabonon tumah with Torah tumah, and here they're burning a Torah Psul with a Torah Tumah, in which case the Bekiva is saying less than the previous Mishnah, and we answer that the Mishnah is referring to a Drabonon Tfuyoim who became Tomei from a Beis HaPras. The Gemara then asked a question against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chananya Skana Kehanim is resolved that his din is teaching all agree one may burn a Torah Tumah with another Torah Tumah. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who only was talking about burning a Torah Psul with a Torah Tumah, his opinion is the same as Beis Hillel, and therefore it should be superfluous. The Gemara answered, Rabbi Mala said in front of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Akiva is following the reasoning that on a Torah level, food can be metameh, other food, and Rabbi Akiva's teaching in the Mishnah that one can turn a shlishi into a rishon. This could not have been learnt from Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yossi Bebun said, even though Rabbi Shmuel does not agree to the drasha of Yitma, which teaches that the law of food can be metame food, he does have a drasha of the word Yitma when talking about liquids to teach that kelim can become tome. In the Mishnah we had, when discussing a lamp that became tome, one version of the text said it had become tome through touching a corpse, and the other one said it became through touching something that had touched a corpse. According to the opinion that was said it was through touching a corpse directly, it refers to a tar wooden lamp that touched a mace, and it became an avatumah, and the liquids that it touched became a rishon. Therefore, Rekiva is teaching that one may turn a shlishi into a rishon, but according to the opinion that it was through touching something that had touched a mace, then the lamp became a rishon, and the oil inside was a sheni. If so, what has Rekiva added by saying it was mutter? And we answer we're talking about a lamp made out of metal. Therefore, even if a tamei mace, who was an avatumah, touched it, it would also become an avatumah, and the oil became a rishon. Why is this? Means what's the source that wooden vessels do not become an avatumah when they touch a tamei mace? The Gemara answers from the pasuk that it says b'kli chokli pasuach v'goymer tamei hu, and any open vessel, it is tamei, but it has not become an avatumah to metame other things.